This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a mold, no proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to pee. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
I am thankful for Eric Spoelstra. I am thankful that this man went into the doldrums, the dungeon of this summer, and has completely revamped his basketball team, Leroy. 5 in a row for the Miami Heat. Beat that dumbass Mark Cuban yesterday, who was sitting on the sidelines. Never. Why does he make the trip down here? He just likes to. He likes to
make Miami, dude.
Likes to make himself miserable.
It's Miami.
Mark Cuban.
I am. Like, I was trying to watch the game, trying to figure out what to make a Cooper flag. He's not playing the position he should be playing.
He's a child.
No, but he's not a guard.
Wasn't playing much guard during the game. A little bit down the stretch.
Right.
But he wasn't playing much guard during the game.
Right.
But he's tall. I tell you what, lanky.
Yes.
Lanky. There were
absolutely
definitely a couple of possessions where people were like looking at him and like, hmm. Kind of hard to get around this this fella. So but even Spo was like, he's ridiculous. He's not even 19. Usually, like, he goes, people don't do that anymore.
Right.
You come in from your one and done at 19. I think you're a child. You know. So, but listen, yesterday was not the prettiest game to watch.
That's okay. That's okay. You know what? It got to the point where, and this is the honest truth. You're watching this game, you go, uh-oh, they're getting ready to turn it on, blow them out. And then it would get to close. And then it got to the point where let's just get out of here with the win.
Yeah, it's just a math thing. They couldn't nail threes yesterday. So if you're, like, looking at the game and even Dallas, who did not shoot well, but they shot better than abysmal on the second night of a back-to-back, 3 out of 4 games. So you had to find a way. I was quite squeaky at the end. When P.J. Washington rose up, I was like, yeet!
And then they got the rebound and with,
oh, I mean,
there was a thing where they got four shots. I'm like, ah!
Yeah, it was definitely a one where you sweat it out at the end. But nonetheless, a win is a win. Five straight for your Miami Heat. 12-6 on the season. Who would have thought that the Miami Heat would be in this position this
playing
year?
This way, this
playing
style of basketball.
This way. They right. have yet to have Tyler Hero and Norman Powell play a game together. They did this without Andrew Wiggins yesterday. They did this without Jovic. They've done most of this season without Tyler Hero. They've done games without Bam Adebayo. And this Khalil Ware, my God.
Think he found something?
Wow. Let me tell you something about this kid. I think he's special. And I don't say that lightly. Brittany?
No, what are you talking
good morning.
About?
What?
Yes, you say it lightly.
No, I don't say
you
that lightly.
You say everything.
Oh, I don't say that lightly.
God.
I don't say
Stop.
This lightly.
And listen, I think he's awesome, mm-hmm. right? But you say that about everybody.
That's not true. That's not true.
Tobin?
That's not true.
Tobin?
That's not true.
I'm not going to let you sit here and lie.
Why that's not true?
How many players, since we've been doing this show, have gone from great to bust, to bum, to fat cat?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever used the words on somebody that I think he's special. I don't think I've ever said that about a player. I've been hyped about players. I've been excited about players. But I don't think I've ever used the
you
term.
You don't think maybe you kind of go overdo it? See, I think you make me look bad when I say you're going too far. And then I just get called the hater because you
have
overdo
I ever used I, name a time I've used the term special.
You know the English language has
I'm just
a bunch
saying,
of words.
Words
you
matter.
Can use
no words matter.
Oh my goodness,
Brittany.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi, Leroy.
I think that this Khalil Ware is special. Like I think, I don't know what I think.
I mean, when your guy who has 18 rebounds also makes like you're only at one point your only threes.
Dude, this is crazy. Like they hit five threes yesterday. Khalil Ware nailed three of them. He's worked on shot, but the I don't know what the hell happened. Okay, because he's adorable. Because he's just sitting there. I asked him after the game. I'm like, hey, what's with all the emotion after the game? He goes, I guess it's just because I'm playing harder. I'm just like, bless you. Like I just want to get on a step stool, pinch his cheeks, right. Be like, thank you, Khalil. Because he's just so matter of fact about it. But dude, he's playing with this incredible motor all of a sudden, and like it's just limbs everywhere. The refs don't know how to ref him because they're taking baskets away from him. Because he's getting alley-oops and they're just like, that was a gold basket interference. I'm like, anybody on with eyes and that has watched hoops can tell that Pella Larsen was throwing a lob. You jackass.
Where was the ball?
It was going right to Khalil Ware's arms. Way out of the cylinder. Reached back, cracked it down. And they're like, oh, it's over the cylinder, basket interference. It wasn't a shot.
That's Jesus. Whether it was a shot or not is not the point.
It does.
It's whether it
no.
was over the cylinder.
It wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't.
Okay.
They were too distracted by this pterodactyl flying through the air. Ah! They didn't know. Oh, hello, Tardy McTardy Turkey.
She's wearing her Thanksgiving colors.
Yeah, her I'm late sweater. The late like to wear corduroy.
If you were on time, it would have been something else. That's what's hilarious.
It wouldn't be anything else.
-1 for tardiness.
The late like to wear corduroy. Have you ever owned a pair of corduroy pants?
No, I have a corduroy hat. I have a Panthers corduroy hat, which I adore. I love that hat.
You have like two.
No, I have one. One that's corduroy. I have another Panthers hat that's just like a dad hat. I don't know what material they call that. Corduroy has a special like rigidness to it, you know?
Yeah, I know what corduroy is.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Just wanted to make sure. But man, this Kalel Ware dude.
Special.
I think he's special. I think he's special. Brittany, do you think he's special?
I think if he, I need to see more consistency. Like these last
consistent.
Four, no, I mean these last four games, he's been consistent. But I need to see, a little bit more before I say he's special. I think he has the potential to be special.
Interesting. Okay, so you're almost there.
I'm almost there.
You're almost there. Hmm. I think he's special. Wow. Hmm. Dade South has just retweeted. The last time I said special was with the emojis baby goat with Tyler Hero. I would agree. Tyler Hero is special. All-star. See him last night. 9 straight buckets. Didn't take any threes.
Baby float.
He took one early. He's so good with that floater. Yeah. My God. Wow.
All settled in, Jennifer.
Kalel Ware special, man.
Special, dude.
Special, dude.
Special,
so
dude.
Special.
That's what I'm saying. I think he's special. Did you see, Leroy, did you see when he was like way behind the backboard? He was nearly in the first row.
Right. That was like, crazy.
Little finger roll. And I was like, you know what that is?
Special.
That's special, dude. Exactly. That is special. Wow, you're catching on. This is unbelievable. What a time to be alive. 5 wins in a row. Kalel Ware killing it. Taking over the league. Mark Cuban's what? Dumb face walking out. Did anybody ever consider this? I brought up this conspiracy theory last night, and it doesn't seem to be gaining a lot of traction, but did anybody consider that this Mark Cuban was so miserable not having power and just tweeting at Pablo Torre and doing Shark Tank? That he actually gave the green light to do the Luka Doncic trade, knowing it would be so hated that this Nico Harrison would lose his job and then he could weasel his way back into power in the Mavs organization after surprisingly selling his shares.
No.
Have you thought about it, though? Think about that.
He hired Nico.
Try him for size.
No, I did. It sounds ridiculous.
I don't think so.
It sounds.
I don't think so.
It does.
Because imagine the
then
only.
Then why'd
thing
you ask me what I think?
Well, just you know.
He's running it by you. Right.
He said, "What? Try it on. Let me
just
see.
Try it on for size. Is it crazy? I don't think it's crazy.
It's crazy.
A lot of about the Luka trade. A lot of it doesn't smell right. You'd agree with that.
Nico went over Cuban's head.
Well, that's what they said. He didn't really have a head to go over because Cuban had no power. You know, so he went to the new guy.
He still had basketball operations or something like that?
No. No. He's on the outs. He was, well, at least did he want people to think he was on the outs? Or did he want to be on the outs so he could get back in? And the only
then
way
why
that he's
would,
back
why,
in, he
why
gets
would Nico go around him?
Did he go around him?
Hmm.
Hard to say.
Hmm.
Interesting. All of a sudden, Mark Cuban's back in power. How did he do that? Luka's gone. Never would have happened if Luka was still there. Little fishy for the man who keeps saying that the finals was fixed. He's not there anymore. I don't know why I'm yelling at the window. Anyway, dude, Tyler Hero back. Hitting those runners like crazy. How about him?
It's crazy how accurate he is with that.
He's so good at the floater.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Now, I know people will be like, you wasn't a good offensive game with him yesterday. First of all, he saved the team. Okay, he was great. Second of all, can we see the team together? Can I see him and Norman Powell together? And then we can make some judgments. But everybody's sitting here, they want to come with these. You know what? It's very unbecoming of the fan, you know?
Can I ask you a question?
Hold on.
What? Who's saying this?
Oh,
people, Leroy.
People are saying it, dude.
Wait,
people are saying it.
You always come here with
people are
hot takes responding to because people.
You're not.
But I never hear people.
Oh, dude. Well, you're not in my mentions. You're not in my DMs. This
okay,
is all
but
I get.
Let me ask you
I get
this.
No fun DMs. Let me ask you this. There's no fun DMs. It's all just opinions on Tyler Hero
are
and
they,
the Heat.
Are they replying to something ridiculous?
No. Unsolicited.
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 Okay. So give me an example.
Tyler Hero's a bum. Tyler Hero's going to ruin this. Tyler Hero's going to make this offense bogged down. Ball dominant. Ball stopper. Going to ruin all this. This is Norm Powell's team now. Things that I've seen in my DMs. Now, I don't agree with these because here's what I want to say.
When have you seen them? Recently?
Can we see your DMs?
Sure. I got into a fight about this yesterday. Some guy thought I was like a kook. This guy was sitting in my mentor.
I can see it.
Like a kook.
I can see it.
Was sitting here saying that I said Tyler Hero was going to start yesterday. This is before we know Norman Powell was out. And he goes, why would you say that? I'm like, because he's going to start. Like, that's what Tyler Hero is going to do. He's going to start. He goes, he's a sixth man. I'm like, no one's debating this. I mean, like, but I mean, you could say he was a good sixth man. These are three-year-old arguments. But people are crazy, dude. People are crazy, okay? You know what they say?
Hope.
What do they say?
People in Vay. We need names.
Yeah, they say God is great, beer is good, but people are crazy. Billy Currington had that song. And I'm telling you right now, dude, I am
so... He just
so,
went intangibles.
I am so... Yeah, that's true. I am so sick. I am so tired
right now. You're making
me
feel very
people,
non-intangible
people
right
are trying to have me make these pivots on the team right now. And you know what I just want to do? Okay? Stop asking me to go after people. Stop asking me for whaling and trade targets. Let me just kick back, relax, and enjoy my squad.
Wait a
okay,
minute.
Now let me see those.
Wait a minute.
Let me enjoy my squad.
I have always said enjoy wins.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, man.
What?
You've lost your
So
damn
you agree
mind.
With me. Enjoy
no,
the ride.
No.
It sounds like you do. I just want to enjoy the ride right now. We're having fun. And we got Khalil Ware, who I think is
special,
dude.
Special.
And people want to talk about whose fault it is. Nobody's fault right now. We're 12-6, 5 in a row. And we got a statement game coming up on Saturday.
Statement? What about the cup game Wednesday?
Well, yeah, we got that too. But I can be honest with you.
Can
I still
I tell
don't know
you
that
something?
NBA Cup.
If you're competing for something, you want your team to win. Don't not make a big deal
Depends
about it.
If
so
Giannis
if they
plays.
Lose.
It's not a statement game if Giannis.
I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
I don't care.
Win's a win, but you know, it's not a statement game. It's just you gotta take care of business.
Get to the playoffs.
Okay.
That's it. Who cares? I don't care if that's Milwaukee's problem.
Nobody's saying it's
that
not
ain't Miami's
problem.
It's not,
I'm just letting you know that the statement game is on Saturday. I want to take down that win streak. Teach Duncan Robinson a thing or two.
Wait. They have a game on Wednesday.
I understand.
A cup game.
Yeah.
You're just overlooking that?
Nope.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Then why are you talking about Saturday?
Because I want to. I'm a grown man.
So when I say you're overlooking
mm-hmm.
Wednesday, no. That would be an accurate assessment.
I'll get to Wednesday when I get to Wednesday.
But you just went to Saturday.
I'm allowed to.
That's overlooking.
It's future planning.
He's tickling.
He's what?
He's, you know what? I was going to finish that sentence, but I regret it. You know how we have that segment for Tickle for
his
fancy? Tubman's just tickling his fancy.
Oh, you tickling your own fancy now.
Did you guys see when Keyshawn Johnson yesterday?
That's not.
What?
We don't tickle ourselves.
Maybe not you.
Want to tickle your own fancy? Blue chew.
This is why I regret it. Ew.
Blue chew.
Hate that
noise. I'm not sponsored anymore. Just unspecified ED medication.
Yeah. What is wrong with you? Are you working on a little sleep?
I am working on a little sleep. That
you
is fair.
You know what sucks?
It's been
I got up
minutes.
This morning to make my brine.
Yeah.
To put my turkey in.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't cool off, so I had to just put it all in the refrigerator.
Tell you who was a real turkey yesterday. That Caleb Martin. Do you see him? Business decision getting the hell out of the way of Keyshawn Johnson. We actually have it mic'd up. That's Keyshawn Johnson as he yams it on the Mavericks yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. He went, he looked up and went,
Caleb Martin's like, that used to be me.
Miss him.
Do you? He
I
made
do.
His choice. Well, his agents made his choice.
It's weird. No hair.
That was a little weird.
Gotta try something. He's just flown into the ether. Nobody, like, what is he? Where do you hear from Caleb? I genuinely didn't know he was a Maverick yesterday. I was like, he's a Maverick? I thought he was on the Sixers.
The contract was up.
No, it wasn't. Oh, he signed the contract last year.
They traded him?
Keyshawn Johnson might be special. Too much. I'm sorry. Apologize.
Hey, I like him. I like him a lot. Dude. I like him a lot.
If you don't throw the ball to him. I mean, he went flight from damn near the foul line.
Yep. He can jump.
And that's, yeah. But you can't throw the ball to him.
No. But if he has the ball, clear for takeoff. Take a break. Back after this. Welcome back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Back, everybody.
Hey, I don't know, but I think I'm want some Maui Wawi.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Home of the pricey toe, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. Monday Night Football last night, 49ers defeat the Panthers 20-9. I didn't watch a lick, but I heard it was terribly quarterbacked.
I did not watch any of it because I was watching the Heat game.
Yeah.
But let me just tell you. It was horrible. The bigger Tua threw three picks in the first half, and then little Tua threw picks in the second half.
Man.
That's... They got the same problem.
Hmm?
They got the same problem.
Who does?
San Francisco.
That they may have a better backup quarterback?
I wouldn't.
McCorkle was kind of cooking.
Yeah,
he was.
Yeah.
I don't like to say it because I think Mac Jones stinks, but
yeah. But see, that's the thing.
Truth is the truth.
Do we have to step away from that with all the quarterbacks that have gone other places and had success? Do we have to kind of step back and at least acknowledge that? Yeah, you could be a decent quarterback, go to a bad team, and get ruined.
Well, everybody thought that like they were trading up, they were going to take Mac Jones, and I thought that was ridiculous. Mac Jones, so they took Trey Lance, who obviously was like this.
Yeah.
Freak looking athlete, but he stunk.
I mean, so, and you know why people do that? I'm going to give you two words as to why teams think they can do that and develop him. Josh Allen. He was raw, raw, raw when they brought him in.
Yeah.
I mean, he was like the, what, fifth or sixth best quarterback in his conference?
In his conference?
Yes.
Played in Wyoming. I don't think he was, I don't think he was the fifth quarterback in his conference.
Yes.
I don't think
his stats were not.
What conference is Wyoming playing?
The WAC. The wickety wickety whack.
There's no way there were four quarterbacks better than him in the whack. I'm not gonna let you say that.
Okay. When I pull it up, are you gonna apologize?
What are we determining as better?
Huh?
What are we determining as better?
Just quarterback
stats.
Like
touchdown interception ratio.
Just do quarterback stats. I'll just read them.
Go ahead. You go look up. Okay. You know what? I'll give you the project of going looking up the 2015 whack. Enjoy yourself. Panthers. They win yesterday in Nashville, 8-3. It was Dad Day. Did you see?
No.
The Panthers' dads traveled with them to Nash Vegas. Something tells me that a group of hockey dads on a dad trip, that's hooligan central.
Trouble?
That's trouble.
Trouble.
That's trouble. I'm just going to say it. That seems like...
They're the ones that raised trouble.
Yep. Yep.
That's where it started.
Like, they're going to sit there, they're going to go out to Broadway after. What do you think, like, because it was one and done. Like, do you think they got to enjoy, like, what are you making a dad trip? You don't got to fly right home, right? You're going to enjoy the night. You're going to howl at the moon a little bit. You travel back today, right? That's what you got to do. If you're going to do a dad trip correctly.
Yeah.
Feels like you got to go to a honky-tonk.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, what?
There's one literally right in front of the arena, so.
Oh, yeah, the Broadway's, like, right there. You know, it's you got the whole thing. The whole thing going on there. I perused that Nashville Preds team store. Didn't find anything. I was like, I'll pass. No, thank you. AJ Greer had a huge pair last night. Doug Plagans with a call last night.
Seth Jones will play the puck down to our left. Rims around near corner for Hagee. Then Greer, a shot. He scores, and the Panthers are on the board. 11 seconds in. A.J. Greer off a great setup from Carter Verhaeghe. 1-0 Panthers early. The Panthers wasting no time. They go right into the offensive end. Carter Verhaeghe picked up the puck on the end boards and got a quick pass to A.J. Greer. And there's that Panthers forecheck paying off early in this game. And a great look from Verhaeghe to Greer.
So the Panthers would go up 2-0. Evan Rodriguez, he would score. Then the Preds would even it up at 2-2. Then the Yes Man, Jesper Boqvist, he'd break the tie.
Evan Rodriguez into a tie-up. He'll play the puck on for Reinhardt across. Here's Forsling. Feeds one on. Boqvist past the defense streaks. And Boqvist on. He scores. And Jesper Boqvist gives the Panthers the lead once again. It's 3-2. Boqvist turned on the Jets. And he was able to beat everybody down the ice. Got behind the defense. And Jesper Boqvist has given the Panthers a 3-2 lead.
Sam Bennett would score. Make it 4-2. Gus Forsling. Love Gus. He'd get on the board. First goal of the season for him, 5-2 Cats, and then they'd kind of pour it on there in the third, kick their ass. Leroy, A.J. Greer, he had his second goal.
For Balinskas, who jumps in the rush, gains center and plays one in. Around the end, towards Carter Verhaeghe, out to the slot, shot, Greer, and he scores, and A.J. Greer has two tonight, and the Panthers have a 6-3 lead. Another great setup, and A.J. Greer wasting no time, a quick snapshot, got it off his stick in a hurry. And he's able to beat Onanen, and the Panthers lead by a trio once again.
Lead by a trio, dude. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. And then the final goal would be from
Carter Verhaeghe.
Had a slow season so far, so good to see him get on the board as well. Nice little night in Nashville. This was Paul Maurice after the game on the Panthers. Dad's on the trip.
Yeah, it was awesome having the dads here, and I like the way they, you know, they sat in on one of the meetings and got to really interact with their sons. We had a little bit of a veteran team here. I think there's a chance it's closer to a grandfather's trip than a father's trip now. We got so many babies at home. So it was awesome today, and I hope they had as much fun as I know we had having them here.
There you go. You know what that means?
What does that mean?
It means we got a lot of horny cats at home.
Give yourself a -1 for that.
Why?
Because you're making it weird.
-1.
It's not fair, man.
For making it weird.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Leroy, how are you still looking for this?
because he's looking at the whack from and he realizes that his statement was ridiculous to say that Josh Allen was the fifth worst quarterback in the whack. I understand
that. What year did he come out?
I don't know, Mr. Hey, listen, Mel Kiper, you're the one with bold claims out here.
I did 2014, 2015, he wasn't the quarterback.
Dude, how about you look at, why don't you go look at his Wikipedia, and then you can see when he stopped playing at Wyoming, and then go look at that year, and tell me that he was the fifth quarterback in the WAC.
Oh, good choice.
It's like he's never Googled before. This is why Google doesn't get your stats right, you know? Like you don't even.
I love how he also types like.
This is why Google knows, though. Like, we could say whatever we want about him. He won't look it up. He doesn't know how to.
What do you? I know how to look it up.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been like 10 minutes.
How long do you think he gives us stats for Josh Hines Allen?
End of next segment.
Take a break.
Maybe.
Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Ah, welcome back, everybody.
Go ahead, say it.
Say what?
You were right.
I was?
Yeah. No.
Oh, thank you. It's too easy sometimes.
Josh Allen was like the fifth or sixth best quarterback.
Statistically, not by raw talent.
Right, not by raw talent.
Semantics.
It's not semantics.
It's a little bit.
They drafted a guy in the first round that had a 56% completion percentage, 1,800 yards, 16 touchdowns, and 6 interceptions his senior year.
Moses' record.
I mean, what was his record? He went to Wyoming.
I mean, okay, what was his record?
They were runner-up something in their division.
So they were second place.
In their their side, not their conference.
So they had the fourth best record is what you're saying?
Pretty
much. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good job.
Like you asked me before if I was sure. Yeah.
You sure you're looking up the right stats? Because you said it was the WAC and then it was Mountain West.
No. They got a picture of him on top of the stats. He owns them.
Why does it seem like, am I reading too much into, why do Haley Steinfeld's fans hate him? I'm seeing a lot of this on social media.
Because here's what happens in these relationships. I'm going to tell you right now.
Wait, but who do they hate? Josh Allen?
They hate Josh Allen.
Why?
I'm going to tell you why.
Britney's
because if you think and you have a favorite.
I don't follow this.
And she's a star and she's loved by everybody. And you've seen her in all her movies and whatever. And then she marries another famous person and he kind of swallows her up.
He's swallowing her up?
Does he? I disagree with that.
Why?
Well, that's not
what
I'm
saying.
Him.
That well, why her fans not it has nothing to do with how he is. Her fans might not like him because.
Well, she might. Brittany sounds like she's actually got some intel on this. Okay, so.
No, I Brittany. Really do. And so, like, I don't think it has anything to do with him swallowing her up. She was in one of the biggest films this year.
Yeah. Yep.
Like she really was. So, anyways, not the point. They hate him because. I don't know if anybody remembers this, but does everybody remember when he was drafted and the controversy around him that came out?
Yeah, he had some bad tweets.
So they, what were the their fans, her fans are, you know, more on the, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to like, I guess liberal side. So
they're not very forgiving not to very stupid 15-year-old Josh Allen
yes,
tweets.
They're not very forgiving of that.
So that's what we got to go back to when he was 15?
It is. No, but it's what it, 100%
that's
what
like
it is.
That's like the whole council culture thing. Like, hey, don't find well, anything our, and
hey,
don't.
Got us about 2-3 first round picks.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, was that you?
Yes, it was.
So it goes back to that. That's
I got you. That wasn't the worst one was, remember Larry Nance Jr. on Kobe?
No.
He tweeted out, after, you know, because Kobe had a very famous rape trial. He just tweeted out, "Kobe, I think Kobe's a rapist." And then he got drafted by the Lakers.
Ooh.
I was like, oof, that's awkward.
Yeah.
I think Kobe, like, at least publicly handed it all in
pride. I just think that maybe we should pause before we go after people like that.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a society now that if you're charged, you're guilty.
So don't they care about Haley's if Haley is able to overlook 15-year-old Josh Allen tweets, don't you think that should give them the okay on him?
No, that's not how society works these days, Tobin.
Okay. Till death.
Just till death. I'm just like, she's gay and she married him.
She, I guess, and I
she
think
lives in
like,
Buffalo.
The thing yeah, I hate about society is we pick and choose who we do that with.
Maybe they just feel bad she has to live in Buffalo.
That's I would hate that too.
That's almost a worse crime.
It is the worst crime. I agree. She has to be a Buffalo fan. Like, oof,
imagine that first date. She's like, "Oh, so what do you do?" It's like, "Yeah, I'm a football player." Go, oh, all right,
ooh.
Very strapping young lad. He goes, and then there's a, "Well, hey, I'm very excited."
Wait,
for
Wait, how old do you think strapping. She is? Very yeah, strapping young lad.
You're quite the squeeze, Haley. And so, like, he's like, "Well, I can't wait to take you my first game. Great, where is it? L.A., Miami." Buffalo.
Buffalo.
She's the Buffalo?
Where is she from?
I have no idea.
What is she from?
I got you. I got
you. Somewhere cold.
I don't know, dude.
LA.
Oh, not even.
She's from LA. Wow. That really sucks.
Wow.
And then he tells her, like, I'm from California, but he's, like, from the farmlands of California.
He's from the farmlands of California.
He
eh?
Is.
There's farming out there?
There's farming out there.
Yeah.
You got grape farms.
In like the northern part.
Grapes are not considered farms.
It's a vineyard, right?
She's yeah. from the valley.
You.
The sand.
Why don't you get some education in you?
I don't know. What else do they farm?
Meathead.
Raisins. California raisins. So they do all kinds of things with the grapes.
Wine.
Wine. Raisins. That's about it.
That's all he knows.
Jelly.
What?
You jackass. You honestly think they make grape jelly out of real grapes?
Smuckers. What about Smuckers?
Grape is more of a color. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So you've had a preservative, like strawberry jam.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had preservative
Wait,
grape jam?
Grape jelly is made by cooking strained grape juice.
Okay.
Let's stay corrected.
Whatever.
His family, and I just found this so interesting. His family farmed pistachios. That's what the farm is for.
Oh, love pistachios.
I agree.
Love pistachios. Dude, South of geography kicking ass again. Indeed.
Hey, have you ever had one of those Dubai chocolates?
No.
They cost $400. They're so expensive.
Aren't they green inside?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why?
Pistachio.
That's what
pistachio.
That is?
Yeah.
That's why I brought it up.
I imagine the pistachios big in Dubai.
I mean, from what I'm hearing, it seems like pistachios grow where it's dry.
Man. Well, I just feel bad for Josh Allen and Haley Steinfeld. Like, her fans hate him, and he's not going anywhere, I would assume, as long as he's not a cheating dog.
I mean, it's not stopping her from being with him.
Because, like, so. I'll tell you.
Yeah. Cheating Buffalo.
I'll tell you, Asia Wilson and her fan base, they love Bam Adebayo.
Everybody loves
Bam. I mean, yeah, like, what is there not to like?
Love Bam Adebayo. Like,
hate him, though.
I've never heard one person say,
one bad thing about
one bad
he's
thing.
He's literally the best guy.
Like, he has zero controversy. Yeah. Josh Allen had controversy. Yep. People like to conveniently forget it about it.
Bam Adebayo is one of those annoying.
15 years ago, how was he? 30?
Who?
Josh Allen. 32?
Yeah, 30. Yeah, I think 30. No, I don't think he's 32. I don't think he's that old yet.
15 years ago? Oh, man. Thank God they can't. I didn't tweet.
Bam
Adebayo. He's 29,
by
the way.
29?
Yeah.
29?
No, Bam Adebayo is like almost one of those annoyingly awesome people.
Yes.
It's like, oh, you have no controversies. You do great charity work. You're a great son.
I'm going to get him.
You're super rich and athletic. And all right. I'm going to get him
with them dominoes, though.
Yeah, I think you have the lone controversy with Bam Adebayo, which is you allege he cheated at dominoes.
He did. We play two different rules.
But you know what? It's your fault for never establishing it in the beginning.
Well, here's the problem. There's two different sets of rules to play. You could keep score, or you can just play to get the points by shutting somebody out. I was shutting him out, and he was scoring. So it was, yeah. But that's all right. We'll straighten that out. We'll straighten it out.
We'll straighten it out one day.
Yeah. One day.
One day.
I want to get him. You know what I want to do? I want to get him at center court with a table underneath the Jumbotron.
Really? You want a showdown?
A showdown.
Interesting.
I'm going to just come out there.
What would happen if you lose? How would you feel?
I just do the push-ups. But I ain't going to lose.
Well, you said that last time.
We were playing. Okay, I'm not gonna have this conversation with you. You don't know how to play dominoes.
All right. Well, so you're alleging he's making up rules.
No, there's two different ways of playing.
Mm-hmm.
There is.
You said his terms.
Yeah, but I thought everybody played by those.
Mm.
Like, did I have wait?
So you weren't ready for his terms.
Let me ask Jennifer. When I played with your dad, did we have an issue? No.
You guys were having drinky poos.
Him and that the car guy. Beat the hell out of us while talking trash, and I had no idea what they were
you
saying.
You were
at, not talking trash.
You were at a party.
A lot of smiling and giggling, though.
Well, because you guys all get so amped up about it.
And I had Robbie.
Josh Hart says, Leroy, he beat you fair and square.
No, okay, we'll straighten that out. We'll straighten that out, baby. We'll straighten that out. There's no, I get it. I know Bam knows what was up. People that don't play dominoes didn't know what was up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we'll straighten that out. Listen,
no
if I take the L,
here.
Yeah. Yeah, if I lose, I'll handle it like a man. I'm taking my dominoes and go home. That's all right. That's what
when
we
When he lost, he started yelling down the hall. So.
He really did.
No, I didn't. I was very
I have video stop proof. This. Yes, you did.
Okay. Bam, I'm gonna let you get your seasoning flow. You know, I don't want to, you know, have you out there throwing bricks. Because, you know, I beat you up. So go ahead on. Take care of your business. We'll hook up in a future date.
Hey, Leroy, stop this.
I know, see?
Always Bam.
Yeah, you.
What?
You. There's certain people, right?
What?
You can't wait to throw my name out there. But then when I try to do it to you, you change the subject. Like, remember Kyle?
That's my guy, Kyle Lowry, though, dude.
Oh, yeah.
That's my guy.
Okay. How all of a sudden we ask Kyle about basketball, you go right into golf?
That's just how the conversation flew. Flowed.
No, that conversation was get that sneak off of me.
That's all that. That's what happened.
I got you.
I don't mean to, sometimes you're easily distracted when it comes to conversations.
How?
I can throw a little something over here, a little eye candy, and you're over there, Like Josh Allen's stats.
Why are you treating me like Tommy? What? Like, not to see here, boy. Over here. Pay attention. What do you think I'm that gullible?
Dade South says, head-to-head matters. This ain't the playoff committee.
So, I have a question about that. Do we want to take a break first?
Yeah.
Let's take a break, because when I come back, I'm going to hit y'all with.
Is this Lane Kiffin on TV lying? I just assume he's lying about stuff. Announcement on Lane Kiffin's future set for Saturday. Oh, he's gone. You don't have an announcement that you're saying.
Oh, so here's the deal. Ole Miss offered him a long extension with the same money. So it's not even about the money.
Oh, so the Egg Bowl is on Friday.
Correct.
And so he's going to say goodbye after the Egg Bowl.
You think? Would you go to Florida or LSU?
I think I'd go to LSU. I just feel like the talent's always better there.
Yeah. Yo.
I don't know, like, you know, this is closer to Boca if he wants to take the train. Like, that's the only thing that – but if he talks to Ed
– Isn't he is married?
Who, Lane Kiffin?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't think so anymore. I think he's divorced.
Oh.
His daughter's always tweeting on I think – doesn't she date LSU or something like that?
Yeah,
a linebacker at LSU. Yeah. So that's why, like, yeah, it's he's going to LSU.
Deal's done. Over.
Hey, got update.
On?
Bernie.
All right. Take a break. You'll get that. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.